With its abundant natural beauty, charming towns, and friendly people, South Carolina offers the kind of discoveries that stay with you long after you've left. Like the realization you're good at something you never before tried. Or your first oyster roast, and a taste you didn't expect to love. And other times, it just hits. Like the view on a windswept Appalachian mountaintop. So come find the undiscovered you in South Carolina. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Go With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. So I have a special episode for you guys this week because this week is my birthday week, actually. My birthday is on Thursday, May 4th. And I will be turning 28 years old, which means I'm currently in my Saturn return. And it's just insane to think about the fact that I'm now closer to my 30s than I am my 20s. But I love it. As I've gotten older, I feel like each year has gotten better and better. So I'm here for that. As I was thinking about this episode and reflecting on my life as we typically do around our birthday, I started thinking back to when I started this podcast in 2018, when I was just 23 years old, which literally feels like 2 seconds ago. And when I think back to 23-year-old me, I just want to give her a hug and say, you did it. Girl, we've been through some things from then till now, and I'm just very proud of myself for where I am today. And when I think back to 23, at that time in my life, I was pretty much in the thick of my healing and my personal growth journey. I would say my journey really began around 19 years old, but 22/23 was when it was the most intense for me. That time in my life is what actually inspired me to start my podcast in the first place, because I felt like I was learning a new lesson every single week, and I was going through such a journey and so many different transformations, and I felt this desire to share my lessons and my journey with other people. And as a result, the podcast was born, and here we are, thriving more than ever. And I feel like I've lived so many lives since then, and I've evolved so many times, which I think that is what makes our 20s our 20s. It's a time of growing, of learning, making mistakes, finding who you are, healing. I'm really excited to get into this episode because I'm at a point in my life where I truly feel content with my life, with who I am as a person, with the people in my life, what I have in my life, what it looks like, how it feels each and every single day. And 23-year-old me could not say that. And as I reflect back on my journey, I know that a big part of why I am where I am today and why I am who I am today is because of the habits and the shifts that I've made throughout the years. I wanted to share some of the most important habits that I think have had the biggest impact throughout my journey and in my life, just to inspire you to be intentional with your own life as well. That's a big message that I share pretty much in every single episode, is to be intentional with your life. Be intentional with how you choose to feel every day, the thoughts that you choose to think, the actions that you take, the people that you surround yourself with, because it's those things that you do every single day that will impact you for years and years to come. So I hope that you enjoy this episode. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So before we get into today's episode, I do just want to say that whether you are in your 20s or at any age or stage in your life, it is never too late to make a change, to start over, to do better, and it's always important to be intentional with your life. It's okay to make mistakes, it's okay to learn and grow, try again, start over, but don't let life pass you by. You don't want to wake up one day and realize you haven't done any of the things you said you wanted to do, or that you're living a life you're unhappy with. That is a big reason why I do what I do and I talk about the topics that I do, because that's one of my biggest fears in life, is realizing that I haven't reached my fullest potential or that I've settled in life in any way. And that's why I get up every single day and I do what I do. It's not about being perfect. It's simply about being intentional with creating a life that you love and being the person that you know that you can be, whatever that might look like for you. I have about 9 or so habits that I feel have made such a difference throughout my 20s so far that have really helped me to get where I am today. And the first habit that I think has transformed my life throughout my 20s is creating daily routines that support the person I want to be and the life that I want to live. So for instance, if you want to be, let's say, a 5 a.m. morning person, but you're chugging Red Bull at 5 p.m. and you're binge watching Netflix every single night until 2 in the morning, those routines are not going to help you achieve your goal. And I think it's important to get clear on who you see yourself becoming in the future, what their habits look like, their daily routine, their mindset, attitude, all of that, and then take small steps towards becoming that person slowly. Obviously, it's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to be perfect at it. But I do think it's important to get clear on what you're working towards and who you aspire to be. It's very difficult to work towards something when you don't have a clear vision of what that even is. So the first step in creating these daily routines is getting clear on that and slowly implementing the necessary habits that you think you need to achieve that vision of yours. And something else that I think is important to keep in mind with this habit is when you are envisioning your future self or your future life, get very clear on why you want those things. I think sometimes we can fall victim to feeling like we have to be a certain way based on what we see on social media or what we are told is successful. At the very beginning of my personal growth journey, I was very much into the hustle culture, the boss babe mentality, and that was all based on what I saw on social media and the people that I followed and the books that I read and things like that. I thought that that was what I wanted. As I've evolved in my own spiritual journey and I've gotten to know myself and really figure out what I desire out of life, I realized that I don't want to participate in that hustle culture. And I realized what I really crave is freedom and flexibility to live my life how I want to live my life and to have the ability to choose every single day what my life looks like. And to me, success in my eyes is being able to wake up every single day and be in control of my schedule and be able to have slow mornings and be able to create when I feel like creating and not have to work 10 hours a day. To someone else, that might be their ideal dream life, and that's totally fine. But I had to get very clear with myself on what I truly desired out of life. And that's why I say it's okay to change your mind. It's okay to go on a different path that you originally were on. As we evolve and grow and get to know ourselves more, so will our goals and our desires. So I think that's important to keep in mind, especially in your 20s, what you want or what you think you want at 21, I promise you will probably change by 25, 28, so on and so forth. It might not, but it probably will. And so that's just something to keep in mind as you are creating your future and envisioning your future self. My habits and my routines are quite literally the backbone to my life and to the person that I am. Habit number 2 that has been transformative throughout my 20s is making wellness a lifestyle. So if you're someone who struggles with working out consistently or keeping up with healthy habits in general, like drinking enough water, eating balanced meals, getting enough sleep and exercise and all those things, deciding to make wellness a lifestyle and a part of who you are is going to help you so much. When you shift your mindset to believe that wellness is a part of your life, you'll start making healthier choices for your mind and body. I used to view working out and eating healthy and all of those wellness related things as something that was separate from who I was and separate from my life. So I always looked at those things as a chore or as something I had to do. And as a result, I would not be consistent because I did not enjoy doing those things. I've learned that instead of trying to force myself to do something that I don't want to do, to shift my mindset around those things and make it a part of who I am. And now the way that I look at wellness is I want to treat my mind, treat my body, treat myself in the best way possible every single day, whatever that may look like. If you're someone who struggles with this, make it a lifestyle and decide that this is who you are. It's not something that you're trying to do or trying to be. My third habit that has helped me throughout my 20s is having a spiritual practice that suits me. Everyone's spiritual practice and everyone's beliefs are different, and that's totally okay. If you listen to my podcast, you know that I am a supporter for everyone believing what they believe in. I'm never here to tell you this is the right way. You have to believe in this and you have to practice this and you have to do this. And if you don't do this, then you're not this. I am not here to tell anyone what's right, what's wrong. I really believe it's about having a spiritual practice that best aligns with you, whatever that may look like. In general, having a spiritual practice, I think, can be your foundation through all of the trials and tribulations that come with life. That's been my experience, especially in my 20s. Had I not had my spiritual practice to lean on during some of the darkest times in my life, I honestly do not know where I'd be today. In those moments, all I had was my faith, all I had was my spiritual practice. And it's really been a foundation in my life. And when I don't practice my spiritual practice and my beliefs consistently, that is when my life feels so unstable. But when I do practice on a daily basis, that is when I feel the most grounded, the most connected, the most aligned. Things happen more effortlessly without me having to try so hard. Our spiritual practice is like any other relationship in our life. It takes energy, it takes consistency, it takes showing up and commitment. And there will be some seasons where maybe you are more connected than other seasons. And it's a very personal journey. Along with the spiritual practice comes my fourth habit, which is practicing gratitude daily. Now, I know this one is a very obvious one, but it really has had a huge transformation within my mindset and in my life in general. A gratitude practice will help you shift your perspective from constantly focusing on the lack in your life and the negatives that are going on to the abundance and positives in your life. This doesn't mean that we ignore the problems in our lives or anything like that. We're not spiritually bypassing here. But I will say that when you look for problems constantly, you will find them. Just as where you look for blessings, you will find them. What you choose to consistently focus on every single day is what you will experience in your life. My fifth habit that has truly transformed my life in my 20s has been journaling. Journaling is such a powerful tool. It can be so helpful in getting to know yourself better, processing your thoughts, your emotions, and some of my biggest epiphanies and breakthroughs throughout my 20s has been while journaling. What makes journaling really effective is when you know the right questions to ask yourself. And I actually have a free journaling e-guide that I released like a year or so ago. I'll link it down in the show notes. And I will also link my Pinterest. On my Pinterest, I have a bunch of journal prompts that I created. So if you ever need journaling inspiration or you don't know what questions to ask yourself and things like that, those are definitely great resources. And my sixth habit is maintaining a consistent sleep schedule. It might be easier to get away with little sleep in your early 20s. I can definitely recall those nights where I partied till 2 a.m. and then I had a 7 a.m. class or a 7 a.m. shift to go to, and all I needed was a coffee or a Red Bull and I was good to go. But those days are long gone, and I can no longer function that way, nor do I want to. But as I've gotten older, it has definitely become more essential to get enough rest. Lack of sleep can, one, cause a lot of health problems, but it really does negatively affect my mood and my productivity. And I know if I have a bad night's sleep, it is going to directly affect me the very next day. And if you are continuously having poor sleeping habits, you are continuously having poor daily habits and routines, which, as we know, the things that we do every single day impact us in bigger ways than we realize. So I would say in the last year or so is when I've truly been more intentional about my sleep habits and having a consistent sleep schedule and really prioritizing that, because as I get older, it becomes more and more important. My seventh habit is taking time to be alone. I really think being alone is such a powerful way to discover who you are and can really help you find inner peace. It allows you to connect with your thoughts, your emotions, and with yourself in a way that is not possible when you are surrounded by other people. And this goes back to what I was mentioning with habit number one, creating daily routines that support the person you want to be and the vision for your life. The only way to get super clear with that is when you take that time to get to know yourself more. And I think it's important to remember that spending time alone is not the same thing as being lonely. Being alone can be a choice, while I think loneliness is often the result of feeling disconnected or isolated from other people. And when you choose to be alone, it can be such a powerful way to recharge, reset, and again, get to know yourself more and connect deeper with yourself. And I know being alone can be challenging for some people. So if you do find yourself avoiding being alone, try starting small by taking short breaks throughout the day to disconnect from social media or other distractions that you may have. You could also try activities that allow you to be alone while still engaging with your mind and your body, so you're not so in your head, such as reading, journaling, going for a walk, things like that. When you spend time alone, you may find that unresolved emotions or issues come to the surface, and this can be really uncomfortable, but it's also an opportunity for growth and healing. And I think it's important to really sit with those feelings that come up for you. And again, journaling can be a really helpful tool for that. Now, on the flip side of that, another habit that has been very transformational in my 20s has been cultivating and nourishing healthy friendships. So on one hand, it's important to learn to be alone and spend time alone, but it's also important to have healthy friendships and relationships in your life. The friendships and relationships that we have in our lives greatly impact our mental, our emotional, and our social well-being, and the people that you choose to surround yourself with can have a profound effect on your overall happiness and personal growth. I know it can be challenging to let go of friendships that have been a part of your life for a long time, but I think it's important to be mindful of the energy that you are around. And I'm not saying that you have to completely cut people out of your life, but I do think it's essential to recognize and address, you know, any negative behaviors or patterns that may be affecting you. And sometimes it's easy to think, oh, you know, I'm not doing anything wrong, so nothing bad will happen to me. But unfortunately, that is not always the case. Sometimes you can just be in the wrong place at the wrong time by being around the wrong people, and things can go downhill very, very quickly. There's been a few instances in my own life where the actions of my friends have resulted in me getting put into uncomfortable and unsafe situations. And once that became a reoccurring pattern, I had to take a step back and reflect on that friendship and how that friendship was impacting my life and affecting me. And at the end of the day, as difficult as it might be to set boundaries, to end a friendship, or to have, you know, an uncomfortable conversation, You have to do what's best for you. I can honestly say by letting go of the friendships that I felt did not support me in a positive way and choosing to spend time with people who support me or uplift me, I really have created a positive and nurturing environment for myself. And the people in my life have helped me to grow in one way or another. For example, I have a friend, her name is Kaylee from back home. She instills so much confidence in myself, and she really has helped me to believe in myself in terms of what I was doing with my career. I also have my best friend Jessica, and she came into my life at a time where I had a lot of friendship wounds. Cultivating a friendship with her really helped me in healing those wounds by her simply being who she is and holding space for me and proving me wrong when it comes to my experiences in friendships. I also think it's important to be a good friend in return, obviously. Okay, and the last habit that I want to mention that has been so helpful in my 20s has been exploring and learning new things. In our 20s, this is a time in our life where we have the freedom and the opportunity to shape our futures. And it's a time where you're likely to be more open-minded and curious and adventurous. And I think it's important to take advantage of this time in our life. Be open to new experiences and learning new things and new concepts. And one of the biggest advantages of exploring and learning new things, especially in your 20s, is the opportunity to figure out what you really enjoy and what you're actually passionate about. And that can lead to a more fulfilling career path. Maybe you discover a new hobby, new relationships are created. You know, you never know where things can take you. And exploring new things also helps to broaden your perspective on the world around you. When you are exposed to new ideas or experiences, it can challenge your preconceived notions and beliefs about a lot of things, which I think is so important for personal growth and development. I've talked about this before, how a lot of the beliefs that we have, especially if we haven't done that deep inner work and we haven't questioned the things that we believe, sometimes the preconceived notions that we have could be unhealthy or harmful to ourselves or to other people. So I really think it's important to ask yourself questions, get to know yourself, learn new things. A lot of what I believe today and what I practice today is because I was open to learning something new and opening myself up to a different perspective. So these are just some of the habits that I have found to be the most transformational, most helpful throughout my 20s. I just want to remind you that transforming your life takes time and effort. You won't become your best self overnight, and it's important to be patient with yourself. That is really all I have to say for today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed. I would love to hear what some of your habits are that you've implemented throughout your 20s that you feel has been truly life-changing for you. If you want to share, feel free to DM me on Instagram. And as a final reminder, if you want to embark on your self-discovery journey and you need support, be sure to check out our sponsor for today's episode. BetterHelp can help you get there. And the link to that will be in the show notes as well. That is all I have to say. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your week. I know I will. My best friend is coming into town and I cannot wait. But anyways, as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.